The sky is falling on today's Moment of Science. At the height of the Cold War, many Americans were digging up their backyards to build radioactive fallout shelters. If the exploding bomb didn't get you, so the reasoning went, the radioactive fallout would. What is radioactive fallout anyway? If you've seen a regular bomb exploding in a movie, you might have an idea of what fallout is. There's a loud boom, things fly up in the air, and then they fall back down again. In a movie, this usually happens in slow motion. Radioactive fallout is essentially this fine radioactive dust that falls back to Earth. Like the movie explosion, this happens in extreme slow motion. The dust that makes up fallout is extremely fine, and it works its way high into the atmosphere. It's so fine and high that it doesn't all fall out hours, days, or even weeks after a nuclear blast. In fact, it takes hundreds of years for all the fallout from a single bomb to make it back to the surface. What does this mean? There have been more than 2,000 nuclear test explosions in human history, including over 500 above-ground tests. Today, only about 15% of the fallout from those explosions has made it back to Earth. The rest is still up there. It's hard to measure the continuing health consequences of radioactive fallout because you can't differentiate fallout cancer from cancer caused by anything else. Estimates on the number of contemporary fallout deaths from our decades of nuclear testing range wildly. One thing's certain, though, the sky will keep falling for a long time to come. This Moment of Science comes from Indiana University. Today's program was prepared by Eric Sonstrom, with help from Bob Blakely in Geological Sciences. For a Moment of Science, I'm Yael Cassander.